offensive line played amazing, you know, for both of us, me and Ridley and Shane. The offensive line played amazing for us. It, you know, you can't never give them enough credit.
Do you like games like this where the weather sort of dictates that you guys will run a little bit more?
I like touching the ball no matter what the weather is anyway. But, I'm not going to argue with them if they want to give it to us.
Do you feel you have the advantage under these conditions?
I feel like we had to man up, you know, and play tough football, you know, with the conditions, and whoever played better football, you know, physically is going to be the winner.
Garrett, when you came off for the last time you gave ball check, how great they played, what was going on?
It was just the excitement of us, you know, winning this game and getting that first round bye into the playoffs. You know, we can go into this week. And we can get a lot of rest, you know, and we have, you know, 2 weeks to study a lot of film on whoever we're gonna play.
This whole week you've been talking about, you know, we're focused on Buffalo. Is that when it hit you? You know, I'm going to the playoffs. This is really.
No, I was excited about it, you know, after we beat the Ravens, and then. You know, this right here is just icing on the cake. You know, you can't beat it.
When you came here from Tampa, I mean, you come from a situation where it wasn't a winning situation. You come here, did you notice the difference right away in terms of just how they do things and how you can win?
Yeah, I noticed the difference. You know, as soon as I got here, you know, you could just tell how close knit and how tight the group of guys here are. The coaches are different. You know, and. It's just a completely different atmosphere.
What separates a winning situation like this from a losing situation? Because they have a Buffalo, they haven't made the playoffs since '99.
What separates them is winning.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that really separates them. We win a lot of their games.
How are the conditions? How would you describe the conditions?
It was cold and it was rainy, you know, and it was hard for a lot of guys to keep their footing, and we just went into the game with the mindset to run the football, you know, and play physical football, and that's what we did.
Hard for a lot of guys, but it didn't seem like it was extremely hard for you to keep your footing.
It's just the mindset and the will of you know, what's at stake and the urgency that we have to have to, you know, continue to be, you know, successful and how important this first round bye was.
So running backs always talk about running to daylight. How well were you able to do that all day? Was it just a feel out there?
Nah, it was the offensive line. All we have to do is find the holes, you know. And they blocked tremendous. They had an amazing game. It was one of our best games yet by our offensive line. And you know, they played amazing throughout the whole season. And they definitely came through for us big time today. And you know, you can't say enough about those guys. They're tough.
You've got a couple weeks before it happens, and you don't know who your opponent will be just yet. But your mindset going into your first postseason trip.
Same mindset I had now. You know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play my game. You know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to play physical. You know, I'm going to run hard and, you know, I'm going to fight for extra yardage and do everything I can to just, you know, come out and win the next game.
Yourself, Slater, a bunch of guys have said it's come close on the return. How did it feel when you finally get a chance to see it break twice?
It was a good feeling, man. It's like I said, those core guys. I mean, we've been close a few times, but you know, a few times it's been us. It's been the returners that haven't run the return, you know, to the point to where we could have broken it. And you know, we finally got to the point where we read it perfectly, and they blocked it perfectly, and it broke.
Did you mention in this press conference that Aqib maybe vouched for you, maybe played a part in you being acquired via trade this offseason? Is that something that you knew about? Is that something you had to thank him for over since you've been here, the 8 or 9 months?
I don't know.
Would you say he's a good judge of talent?
Yeah. He's a pro bowler. He got to be a good judge of talent. He big talent himself.
The surprise part, I would say surprise, is not how well you run the ball from the line of scrimmage, but I think on the return, I'm not sure that many people thought, frankly, you had that kind of speed at your size.
It's pretty deceptive. You know, me being the size I am is different, you know, and it brings a whole other dimension to my game, you know, for the fact that people have to respect that I have that kind of speed now.
How important was it to get the bye for this team, given the physical hits you've taken during the year? As a team,
I mean, I don't. It's really important for us. I don't think that, you know, that it's going to be, you know, I don't think there's going to be a big part of what we're going to do, you know, considering who we're playing next game. But you know, it's gonna be good for us to get a lot of guys a lot of rest.
Did you think you were getting in on that first return?
Sorry?
Did you think you were gonna score on that first one?
Oh yeah, I thought I was gonna return after I made the kick or miss. But I mean, shoot, bear jumped on my back, man. I'm a big dude. I ain't gonna be able to take it 100, but I can take it 89 though, 83, however many yards I got.
Gary, do you think the bad weather kind of played into your strengths, kind of a bruising running style that you have?
I mean, I feel like the bad weather kind of played in the favor of both teams. You know, it just depends on, you know, the most physical team, who's gonna be the most productive, you know, with what they do with their offense. But, physically, we came out on top.